Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join.
Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. So I wanted to play a clip for you from a call we had, and it was all about how do we master the art of manifestation? And I think this is just a really important topic. And I think it's a really important reminder of really what is within our arsenal of tools to design and craft the most amazing life for ourselves. What I also want to let you know is that today, the bonuses expire for my signature program, Made to Do This. If you want to coach with me for 3 months, this program is incredible. You should definitely check it out. You can go to kathyheller.com/join to check that out. But in addition to that, I want to let you know that if that's not right for you, but you do want to be working with me, I have this phenomenal membership. It's called The Quilt. It's called The Quilt because it's about how each one of us is really connected by a common thread. And while each person is a unique individual patch, so to speak, we really need to be united. We really need, especially now more than ever, to feel not alone, but to feel supported, to collaborate with other women, and to really be seen, and to really walk together, hand in hand, into our next frontier together. And so in The Quilt, we meet once a week, and we meditate together. We do so much to collaborate together. People earn stitches for doing things to refer each other to business, to opportunities, to resources. People go on each other's podcasts. People help each other to start podcasts. People help each other with their businesses, with their ideas. And then we also talk a lot about manifestation, as you'll hear today. It's a clip from one of our calls. And once a month, there's also some coaching that I do in there, in addition to the weekly calls that I host myself. So if you want to join that, you can join that at kathyheller.com/quilt. And I think that you might find that that's exactly what you have been wanting. So those are two things for you right now, for you to take that next step and to be with me, to be connected in the energy of all that it is that you're hearing about on the podcast. If you really want to be more involved and have this network of people in your life and have me coaching you, those are two different options for you. One is a course, a 12-week step-by-step course to help you really find what it is that's your gift to the world and turn it into your business. And the other one is a membership where you will have this real sisterhood, this connection, collaboration, some meditation every week, as well as some coaching. And you can find both of those. One is kathyheller.com/join for the Made to Do This course. The bonuses that are worth $4,000 expire tonight. And the price for the course goes up next week. So if you want to save $1,000 plus get the bonuses, join tonight, kathyheller.com/join. And if you want to find out about the membership, go to kathyheller.com/quilt. I'd love to have you in either one. And I'm so excited to just help you continue to see further for yourself and to reach for that possibility so that you live into the life that you were created to live. I love you so much. Take a listen to this. I hope that it gives you some ahas and gives you some fuel.
So as far as today's session is concerned, let's talk about the different factors, the different aspects of our life, but I think we can lean into talking about what it means to manifest. We are so married to the idea that things have to be hard, and we have to remember that thoughts become things. We are not physical beings. We are energetic beings, and we live in an energetic world. It's an atomic world. Everything is made of atoms. That is the fact. That is not woo. That is science. Everything is atomic. Everything is made of energy. You can't sit with a scientist and make them think otherwise. So everything is offering a vibration. Everything has a vibration. And so it is a world of frequency. It is not a world of material things. The material looks material, but it's actually moving. Everything is moving. Everything is a signal. Everything is a vibration. Everything is vibrating. So when we play this game of life as if we are material beings in a 3D material world, everything is very, very distant and it requires a lot of time. So time and space, and this is like very sciencey, but it's the truth. Time and space only exist in the perception of a material world, but they actually don't even exist, right? We know that the majority of the universe, there is no time. We count time by days and hours. Our entire system of time has to do with the rotation of the earth and the sun. When you go beyond that specific rotation, time expands and it speeds up. And so we are very bought in to reality of being a certain way. But the truth is, when you zoom out and you actually look at reality, the majority of the universe, time happens so quickly to the point where it evaporates completely. So do things have to take time? They don't. We can move from a different energetic frequency rather than moving through space and time. When somebody says to you, oh my God, that person's on fire, that person is so lit up, they are vibrating at a different frequency, which means the broadcast is different, which means the reception is different, which means they see different and people see them differently, because we don't actually see the material. What we're actually absorbing from each other is the energetic. So when we move, when we raise our vibration, we speed up time, because everything is vibration. So if I want to achieve a certain goal, let's say I want to make $1 million, or let's say I want to star in a movie, or let's say I want to buy a great house or whatever it is, there's the what I think it looks like when I'm looking at the world through 3D, holographic, everything is a separate thing. And then there's vibration. When Matthew McConaughey walked into that bar, he was operating at a different frequency. And then, of course, this man walked over and said, are you an actor? And then, of course, the door opened and he got on the set the next day to Dazed and Confused, and they wrote him in the movie. But if you really think about it, all of the most amazing pivotal moments of our life, it was synchronicity. You didn't plan to meet that person at that party. You didn't know that that person would be your roommate and she would introduce you to her husband. There's an energetic matching that's happening all the time. And so why are you friends with the people you're friends with? Because there's a like there. There's an attraction there. There's a similar point of view. You're similar. There's something similar in the way you're wired, which is why you even see each other and hear each other, and birds of a feather flock together. And so when you change your frequency, when you are beyond time, you create in the field. Our energy itself creates. It creates patterns in the field. When you are tapped in, when you are tuned in, when you have an open heart and an open consciousness, you perceive differently and the world perceives you differently. And then you move past time. You move fast. You move so quickly. Love is so fast that the speed of love is faster than the speed of light, because it creates instantly. So we have to think about, where is our vibration? And if you want to know, just look at what's happening in your life, because you're broadcasting whatever's happening. Your radio receiver is tuned to a certain dial, which is broadcasting the life that you have. Now, let's understand this a little bit. We have this energetic being, and then we have a nervous system. And our nervous system comes from the part of us that's actually the most bought in to the illusion, right? We have an amygdala, the back of our brain, that thinks that we have to protect ourselves at all times. Our capacity to manifest is at the speed of the safety of our nervous system. If your nervous system feels safe, it will allow you to open up and be in receptive mode. If your nervous system doesn't feel safe, then it will constantly be in constriction and you won't be able to receive. It's a new normal. It's a new paradigm. If your mind perceives something as new, it tells you new means unfamiliar. Unfamiliar means not safe. So you won't necessarily choose to open up to that. But when we meditate, what happens is when people meditate, they tune their instrument. Have you ever played a guitar that's out of tune? Sounds horrible. You have to tune the instrument. When you tune your instrument, you start to override the fight or flight response system. When you tune your instrument, your perception of consciousness, your ability to see reality as it actually is, trumps the amygdala. That's why meditation works. When they do meditation and mindfulness practice with children, they see that their executive function goes up. What is executive function? Why do we keep talking about that? What is executive function? Executive function is the ability for this prefrontal cortex to be the captain of the ship, as opposed to the back of the brain being so flooded that we are not responsible, because we're not responding, we're reacting. When we're in reactive mode back here, we see everything as distant and we see ourselves as far away from everything. But if everything is actually one energetic wave, one energetic, it's only one, then the way for you to bump into the experiences that you want is to change your energy. You don't have to change where you're sitting in space and time. You have to change your frequency to bump into the frequency that you want. So that's manifesting. Manifesting is receiving a higher, greater frequency, because you will only get back what? Not what you want, but what you are. Everything's a boomerang. Everything's a tuning fork. So every single day, your first order of business is to tune your instrument. Is to say, what am I a stand for? What am I here for? What is possible? What's bumping off of me? What am I bumping off of? What is coming back like a boomerang off of my energetic? There are certain people you can track their lives because they are so net positive. They just move through the world. It's all just open doors. It's all just green lights. Everything turns to gold because there's no resistance. It's all a gift. There's either good or very good. There's nothing else. It's all part of a symphony. It's all part of what brings the next beautiful blessing, right? You know, even right now with how horrendous things are, and of course, because I am so much of a human being, you know, I get thrown off sometimes and I have to catch myself and I have to pick myself up from being in my fight or flight system. And then I have to kind of bring myself back. But very quickly, because I have this, you know, part of me that just knows, like I know where the north and south is on the compass, very quickly I start to say, wait a minute, I know the law of polarity. I know what pendulums do. So I know that whenever there's an increased amount of darkness, there's always an increased amount of light. And we see it all the time throughout history. So every time there is contrast, you have a choice. You can focus on this part of it, or you can say that is giving way to the light, because that's what it does. Everything that's in the light creates an equal shadow, and everything that has darkness always creates the contrast of equal proportion. And so if you look throughout history, whenever there's been a crescendo of madness, we always see a crescendo of breakthrough, and that is how we've actually moved as a civilization throughout time. So there's always this feeling in the air, always, there's always contrast, but ultimately the most darkness always gives way to the most light, and the most light will always bring, it's Star Wars, you guys. It's literally, this is Star Wars 101. And this just is part of the equilibrium of the world. And so it's like Mr. Rogers used to say, you know, you can look for the helpers and you'll find them, right? And it's amazing. And actually, because the world is so amazingly always in this equilibrium, and because good and love is such a more powerful vibration, right? Love is always, it's a creative vibration. And it's a strong, lasting, sustainable vibration, whereas hate and fear actually is such a weak vibration. It's so weak. It doesn't create patterns. It creates chaos. So because of that, you'll actually see you need far fewer good things and good energetic beams to hold off many, many more things that actually look like the opposite, because love is such a more potent vibration. which is why they say if 1% of a town meditates, the crime rates go down and the emergency room visits go down because that casts such a vibration into the field, right? And they've done this with water and they've done these studies with oxygen, and they see that there's such a potency to coherent energy that it can change so much of what's happening. And that's always happening all the time. And it's always happening all the time. And it always has been happening all the time. And really, if you study history, because in college, I was a humanities major, and so my emphasis was on world religions and cultures and anthropology. And if you look since the beginning of time, we're so much further than we were. It was pretty dark. In fact, all that used to happen was this tribalism, and all that used to happen was constant. It was just everywhere you went all over the globe. There was no law and order. There was none of that. And so now you see most people stop at a red light. Most people will hold the door for you. Most people have been raised in a way where most people have some sense of overcoming their own needs to make sure that other people in a room actually feel safe and seen, which is amazing. So, but there's always been, since the beginning of time, there's always been this contrast in humanity, in everything, right? So it's important for us to tune our vibration every single day, every single day, and to be using our frequency to create in the field. Energy creates matter. Matter doesn't create anything. Energy creates matter. So you have within you a tool to turn on and tune in and tap in to be the most vibrant, potent stream of energy. So when you want something, what we have to do is we have to stop thinking that it's over there. It actually isn't over there. There is no over there. It's all one big pool. It's one infinite field. And if, in fact, what we wind up receiving is that which we are, then we have to just be it. And when we are it, it's amazing. It literally just comes right to you. Like, it's insane. It just like shows right up. This stuff happens to me all the time. But so I used to live in Brentwood on this beautiful street, and I didn't want to leave, but it's a long story. And we wound up moving to this house, which I'm hosting this retreat at in a couple weeks. And this house, we thought we were going to buy it, then we decided to rent it. Long story short, I really miss living in sort of the canyon area where we used to live. And there was a house that is like this gorgeous house that I loved, and I kept driving by it. And sure enough, because I love letting it be easy, and because I don't say that, but I actually believe it, and because I know it, and because I live it like that, I just knew, like, if that was supposed to be ours, then it would be ours. And they had it on the market, and they couldn't sell it because they had it on the market for a crazy amount of money. And everybody knows that interest rates have like flown through the roof, right? So I reach out, and the guy says to me, you know, if you wanted to, you're the first person who's like really interested. We could do seller financing at the old interest rate, which was 3.5%. There is no interest rate for 3.5% right now. It doesn't exist. Interest rates are like 8% plus. So I'm like, you're going to do seller financing? That means I don't have to go through a bank, because a bank, when all the loans are now 8%. And he's like, yeah, if you want to, we own the house free and clear. If you want, we'll be the bank for you and we'll do seller finance. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's insane. And that stuff happens all the time. So it's about being so fast, because it's all love, because it's all here, because it's all good, because you say to the universe, I'm only available for the miraculous. I want to be the miracle for the world, and I want to receive the miracle for the world. I will not use my time complaining. I will not use my electricity to be part of, to commingle with the dark side. I will only be for, and I will only be of the light. And I will stand there, and I will cast it, and it will come back, and I will cast it out, and it will come back. And the thing is that you don't need anything to be happy. When you know that, it just comes to you. Because if I thought I needed a house to be happy, or if I needed this thing to be happy, then that would be the problem. I would keep pushing it further and further away, because you don't get what you want. You get what you are. So when you are already feeling so grateful, so surrendered, so at peace, so excited, so clear, because your experience of reality is what you're experiencing within yourself. So it doesn't matter what pile of things you have. It doesn't matter if you have a big house, a small house, a nice car, a not nice car, 3 friends or 10 friends or no friends. It matters how you feel inside of you. What is the energetic inside of you? How much peace is there? How much love is there? How much gratitude is there? How much creativity is there? How much do you see this world, and do you see your relationship with this world? And are you just ready to unleash and be a part of it and get your hands in it and know, like you know, like you know, that just like one person can be so destructive, as we saw last night in Maine, so destructive and so disgusting and so scary. So too, one person could love that many people into life in a day. More, right? Each person is that powerful that we could use our free will to do such despicable, disgusting, evil things, or we can use our free will. Each of us has that much power. Each of us could be that powerful every day that our own beam, our own being, and the way we resonate can just turn people on, turn their lights on, wake them up, bring them into something that's more coherent, open their heart, be healing them, right? There's something called the law of entrainment. While we are feeling this high vibration, we actually cast that onto people, and people we see on a biological level get an upgrade from being around people who have a really open heart and a really high vibe. They get a biological upgrade from that. So when you don't need something to happen, but when you are in a place where you are feeling the fullness and the lovingness and the high elevatedness of what it feels like to think the thoughts you get to think, to see the world the way you get to see it, then everything just comes because it is you. It can't miss you because it is you, and it's what's meant to be. So this is why it's so important to understand what manifesting is. And then you can't help yourself. It just won't miss you. It can't miss you. It just is. So then you ask yourself, well, how is my vibration tuned? You know, as Esther Hicks says, you can't be disappointed and get what you want, because your disappointment is the indication that you're not a match for what you want because you're in disappointment. And we can hear these things and we can say these things, but we tend to think that it's bullshit. Except that the only thing we get out of anything is its energy. The only thing that actually is feeding us is energy. So of course that's true, what she's saying, because why do you want the thing you think you want? Because you want the feeling you think it will give you. So why wouldn't you give yourself the feeling now? Why would you wait to have the feeling you want when all you want is the feeling? All we actually get is the feeling that we think the thing we want gives us. So if the thing you think you want is $1 million and you ask yourself why, you'd say, well, because it's the feeling underneath $1 million. Well, what does it feel like? Feels like freedom. What does it feel like? Expansion. What does it feel like? It feels like being a queen and living in my life. It's like, why would you wait to feel that when you can feel that way right now? And then if you say, no, I can't, then you're telling me that you worship cash to the point where you believe cash gives you a feeling or doesn't give you a feeling, that it's the money that gives you that feeling. Of course it's not. So we have to ask ourselves, why are we waiting to feel the way we want to feel? It's because we decided that we're a victim to what it is we have or don't have, and that everything outside of us that's material decides how we feel. That's ridiculous. That makes no sense. And we see that that's not true. And there's no end to how much more we will continue to want expansion. So then the trick is to continue to find that expansion within ourselves, to find a greater, higher consciousness, to find a wider perspective, to find more ease, more love, more compassion, more creativity. And when you harness that, and when you become a factory of that, not only do you no longer have this desperate need to get the thing that you think will fill you or make you whole, you are whole. And then because the world is atomic and made of energy, everything that is like you and everything that is whole just becomes part of your life, because that is what you are. And it all kind of finds its way to itself. The same way that when two women move in together, their periods will line up because everything is trying to line up with itself all the time on an energetic level. That's the way the universe is built. It's all built that way. So you have to ask yourself what is it that you feel? What do you feel you're lacking? And if you think that what you're lacking is outside of you, that's the problem. Everything that you want is in the feeling of beingness. Everything you want is actually in the feeling of the lightness of your own being. All you want all the time is to feel lightness and ease and peace. But you've decided that all those things are in this many followers, this much money, blah, 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 blah. But it's the opposite. When you feel and when you connect and when this starts to feel the way life just is, it's amazing how those things become your life because they're a reflection of you. So then we have to ask ourselves, if we're doing like a hybrid of this conversation, what's the point then to taking action? Well, the point is that this alignment is meant to be in action. If we were meant to be having only a spiritual experience, then we wouldn't have bodies and we wouldn't be in buildings and we wouldn't have, right? But the reason that we're in this world is because we're meant to be in this alignment and then have a new thought and have a greater idea and to put it into the world. When we move from this kind of alignment, we move from this kind of energy, the action sticks and it works and it's powerful. And so taking action and connecting with people and putting ideas in the world and telling the right stories to the right people and letting people know whatever it is that you need to let them know, all those things are really important. But those are the things that are actually easy once you are free. Once you are operating from a higher consciousness, it's just so easy to take action. It's so easy. And then it just flows.